A cold weather response plan that seeks to get the homeless off the streets and into shelter has been extended through this weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts. A program to help homelessness launched by city officials a decade ago means fewer and fewer people are in danger. Each night since Christmas Day, when the emergency plan was activated, a team of social workers and police officers try to locate homeless people and encourage them to go to a shelter.
They're finding very few people.
Jerry McCafferty, the City of Springfield's Director of Housing, said the low numbers can be attributed to a year-round effort spearheaded by the city with the help of local social service agencies to sharply reduce the city's homeless population.
There's been this huge push to be housing people from the streets anyway, so I think our numbers of people who live outdoors in Springfield are relatively low for a city of this size. And then, as I said, I think we know who those people are and have been, you know, doing really intense outreach to them to get them in.
In November and December, McCafferty said housing was found for 25 people who were either living on the streets or had been staying for an extended period in a homeless shelter. During the record-setting cold snap, homeless shelters in the city have not been strained beyond capacity, according to McCafferty.
Because we've been housing so many people, it has made room in the shelters. So there are not the regular shelters are not overflowing and do have capacity.
The largest shelter for homeless individuals in the region, Friends of the Homeless in Springfield, has been averaging 150 people staying there each night during the extremely cold weather, according to Bill Miller, who operates the shelter.
As a basic service, we have those basic services of shelter and meals, and not only that, a good-sized day center so people can be out of the weather during the day as well. But within that, we have services, and our real goal is to help people get back on their feet or at least get back into housing of some sort.
Miller said the shelter works with social service agencies and the city's Department of Housing to help the chronically homeless, utilizing a strategy known as Housing First.
And again, we're targeting the ones that are the most disabled, and those folks, they might have lived on the streets for years at one time, but not anymore.
Friends of the Homeless is also a landlord with about 120 rent-subsidized apartments. Because Springfield is a city with a high poverty rate, eliminating homelessness is not a realistic possibility, according to McCafferty and Miller. But over the last decade, the total number of homeless people has not increased. The annual homeless census tallied 63 for all of Hampden County last year. A decade ago, there were more than 100 people counted living on the streets just in Springfield. More than 1,000 people are sheltered annually at Friends of the Homeless, but they are mostly new people each year, according to Miller.
Credit to the agencies that we work with, to the city, to the first responders. Everybody's working hard to make sure that there's no loss of life, number one, but number two, that people really don't have to keep being homeless year after year, that's for sure.
The efforts to combat homelessness in Springfield were spurred more than a decade ago by the very public death of a homeless man who slept out in the extreme cold on the steps of City Hall. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.